弟兄姐妹，我们还有一分钟的时间。
Brothers and sisters, we still have 1 minute.
好不好？能不能安静在主面前，我们有一个预备的心，准备下面的聚会。
May we quiet ourselves down and have a prepared heart, to meet our Lord.
谢谢。
Thank you.
好，我们奉主的名开始晚上的聚会。
We'll begin tonight's meeting in the name of our Lord.
那我们唱第一首诗歌，诗歌62首，在我们的诗歌本上。
We'll first sing hymn 62 out of our hymn book.
他已复活。
He has risen.
那这首诗歌，相信有些弟兄姐妹都蛮熟悉的。
I think some brothers and sisters are probably quite familiar with this hymn.
这首诗歌也非常的短。
And it's a very short hymn.
但我们借着这首诗歌，我们实在是愿意主就在我们的当中。
But through this hymn, may we really say that we desire for the Lord to be here.
主在我们这里的时候，我们知道荣耀就在这边显现。
And when His presence is here, we know that His glory will be manifest.
好，我们请诗琴给我们一遍，我们就一起来，好吗
？We'll ask the pianist to give us a phrase, and then we'll begin.
一起来
together.
主在这里，在这里，我愿得。来到主面前，我们知道主就在我们的当中。
Brothers and sisters, when we come before the Lord, we know that He is here.
从昨天的讯息一开始
，from the beginning of yesterday's message，
我们也弟兄也提醒我们，我们实在是知道，当主在这里的时候，他的荣耀也要显在这里。
Our brother reminded us that when the Lord is there, then His glory will be revealed there as well.
但今天我们弟兄也提到，当主在我里面的时候，我们能够经历主自己的丰富。
And our brother today reminded us that when the Lord is in us, that we can experience His abundance.
愿这是我们的祷告，也是我们的实际。
May this be our prayer and our experience.
愿这个特会不是一个只是大家聚在一起的一个特会。
This is not a conference just for us to gather together.
这是我们看到神荣耀的特会。
But it is His glorious conference.
这是神心满意足的特会。
This is a conference that is to His satisfaction.
好，我们再把这首诗歌我们再唱一次。
Let's sing this hymn once more.
Thank you.
赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
因为我们知道在地上你还量给我们这样子的机会。
Because we know that here on earth you give us this opportunity.
我们能够聚集在你面前。
To meet before you.
你对我们启示你自己的心意。
And you reveal your own heart to us.
今天晚上我们心中有一个呼求。
So this evening we have a corporate cry.
主，你实在是用你的同在成为在这里面复辟这个聚会。
May you fill this meeting with your presence.
我们心中有一个祷告，就是我们要看见你。
And our heart's prayer is that we would,
我们要看见你的荣耀。
We would see your glory.
主，将你的荣耀显示在我们的当中。
May your glory be revealed among us.
好叫我们实在是知道你与我们同在。
So that we would know that you are here with us.
主，我们来到这边实在是愿你对我们说话。
And Lord, we come to hear you.
今天晚上我们把我们的弟兄仰望在主的手中。
We lift our brother into your hands.
愿你给他的负担能够毫无拦阻的从他的里面能够完全的释放出来。
May the burden that you've given to him fully be released.
愿你给他的负担，给你他的看见，也能够显示在每一位弟兄姐妹的里面。
The burden and the vision that you've given to him would also be revealed in every brother.
我们知道这是你自己的特会。
Lord, we know that this is your conference.
这是我们都是你的百姓。
Lord, and we are your people.
主，我们心中实在是说我们要得着你。
Lord, so in our hearts we want to say that we want to gain you.
主，我们更愿意你来得着我们。
And even more so, Lord, that you
would gain us. 主，我们把一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
So we give you all the praise and worship. 听
我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in the Lord's name.
Amen. 我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那我们再唱下一首诗歌27首。
We'll sing our next hymn, which is 27.
哦，我要像你。
Oh, to be like thee.
我们请诗琴为我们把这首诗歌先弹一遍。
We'll ask the pianist to play through it once for us first.
早上晨更的经节跟我们讲到，我们是照神的形象被造的。
This morning in our morning devotions, we were reminded that we were made in God's likeness.
我们里面有一个标准。
And there is a goal inside of us.
那是神自己所定夺的。
And that is what the Lord has appointed himself.
今天我们在里面都有他生命的属他的儿女。
So in our lives, may we really represent that we are His children.
我们应该都知道我们的标准在哪里。
We ought to know where our goal is.
就像这首诗歌所说的。
Just as this hymn reminds us.
我们的祷告就是说我们要像我们的主。
Our prayer is that we would be like our Lord.
像他的一切。
Like Him in all things.
愿这是我们的祷告。
May this be our prayer.
好吧，我们这首诗歌有五节。
This hymn has five stanzas.
我们就唱，一起唱第一节。
We'll sing verse 1 together.
第二节跟第四节请弟兄们唱。
We'll ask the brothers to sing verses 2 and 4.
第三节跟第五节姐妹们唱。
And the sisters to sing verses 3 and 5.
好，那我们给我们一句，我们就起来。
That's our phrase, and then we'll sing together.
再把第一节我们再唱一次。
Let's sing stanza one once more.
如果可以的话，请我们一起站立。
And if possible, if we could all stand together.
因为我们在站立在主的面前，把我们的心愿、我们的祷告献给主。
That as we stand together, that we would give our desire and our prayer to the Lord.
我们向主说，我们要像他。
That we would say to the Lord that we want to be like him.
我们愿意他的形象实在是能够彰显在我们的里面。
And that his likeness would be manifest in each of us.
第一节我们一次。
Stanza one together.
把时间交给顺弟兄。
Please be seated. We'll hand the following time to our brother son.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在他回来之前，还给我们有这样的机会，可以一同聚在他跟前。
That before he returns, he affords us such opportunities to gather before him.
我们都知道他不是单言。
We know that he does not delay.
他乃是宽容我们。
But he is patient with us.
因为他知道我们还没有预备好。
Because he knows that we have not prepared well enough.
所以他仍旧把机会留给我们。
So he still affords us this opportunity.
所以盼望这一次的聚会。
May it be as we gather this time.
让弟兄姊妹们的灵被激动起来。
Brothers and sisters, may our spirits be provoked.
从很多松懈的光景中重新的站起来。
So that even though we may be lax, once again, we may be strengthened to stand up.
我们都知道主回来的时间非常的紧迫。
We know well that our Lord's return is very prominent.
在我个人的感觉里面
In my personal feeling,
因为主来的时候也是天国降临的时候。
When our Lord returns, it is also when his kingdom come.
好像我们今天呢已经来到了天国的大门口了。
It is as if we're right at the gate of this kingdom of heaven.
还差几步可能就可以进天国。
Yet, a few more steps we're able to enter into this kingdom.
弟兄姊妹我们里面需要有一个紧迫的感觉。
Brothers and sisters, we must have such urgency within our hearts.
盼望弟兄姊妹我们都有这样的心志。
I hope, brothers and sisters, we all have this determination.
我们一定要进天国。
That our aim is that we must enter this heavenly kingdom.
我们都知道如果进不了天国
We know that if we cannot enter the kingdom,
那个后果是蛮严重的。
The consequences is very severe.
今天主还把这个机会量给我们。
Today, as the Lord still affords this chance for us,
愿在我们的生命中生活里
therefore in our life, in our living,
没有什么比这个更重要。
There's nothing more urgent and important than this.
什么都可以失去的。
Now we can lose everything else.
但是呢，一定要进天国。
But we must enter the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
在我个人心中是这样的渴望。
This is my desire in my heart.
我觉得无论生活中好与坏
，I believe that whether in our living, whether good or ill，
健康与生病
，if we're healthy or in illness，
人喜欢不喜欢
，we like it or dislike it，
都不重要。
Those are not of importance.
能够进天国
，as long as we can enter the kingdom。
弟兄姊妹们，我们的目的才真正达到。
Then, brothers and sisters, we have reached our goal.
所以希望这次的聚会
，Therefore, I hope as we gather this time,
主在我们里面给我们有深处的一个激励
，that the Lord within us, deep from within us, will encourage us.
让我们起来好好的预备自己
，that we all rise and prepare ourselves well.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，my dear brothers and sisters,
我们真是巴望到那一天
，we do hope on that day.
你我都在天国的里面。
You and I will all be in the kingdom.
那是何等快乐的事情。
What rejoicing that will be.
如果有人被隔在门外。
If anyone is left outside the door.
那个是叫我们心里很难过的。
That will cause us great sorrow and sadness.
所以我愿意和弟兄姊妹们有这样的一个激励。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, I hope we're all encouraged in this way.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这次这个特会。
This time, this conference,
给我们一个很重要的题目。
We have a very important topic before us.
我想好不好开头请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
Perhaps, brothers and sisters, as we begin, let us read the word of God together.
我们请弟兄姊妹先打开以赛亚书。
Now, brothers and sisters, let us first turn to the book of Isaiah.
43章。
Isaiah chapter 43.
第七节。
Verse 7.
就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成所造作的。
Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him.
然后撒迦利亚书
And then the book of Zechariah
第一章第十六节
Zechariah chapter 1 verse 16
所以耶和华如此说现今我回到耶路撒冷仍施怜悯我的殿必重建在其中准绳必拉在耶路撒冷之上
Therefore,
这是万军之耶和华说的
Therefore, thus saith Jehovah, I am returned to Jerusalem with mercies. My house shall be built in it, saith Jehovah of hosts, and the line shall be stretched forth upon Jerusalem.
等一会我要交通的就是准绳必拉在耶路撒冷之上。
And this is what I will share upon later on here in this phrase, verse 16, and a line shall be stretched forth up over Jerusalem.
然后我们请看出埃及记第四十章。
Exodus chapter 40.
34, 35节。
Exodus chapter 40, verses 34 and 35.
当时云彩遮盖会幕耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕摩西不能进会幕因为云彩停在其上并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕
Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting and the glory of Jehovah filled the tabernacle and Moses was not able to enter into the tent of meeting because the cloud abode thereon and the glory of Jehovah filled the tabernacle
列王记上第八章
1 Kings chapter 8
第十节和十一节
1 Kings chapter 8 verses 10 and 11
祭司从圣所出来的时候有云充满耶和华的殿甚至祭司不能站立供职因为耶和华的荣光充满了殿
And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place that the cloud filled the house of JehovahAnd the priests could not stand to do their service because of the cloud, for the glory of Jehovah had filled the house of Jehovah.
约翰福音第十七章
Gospel according to John,
第一节
Chapter 17, verse 1.
耶稣说了这话就举目望天说父啊时候到了愿你荣耀你的儿子使儿子也荣耀你
These things Jesus spoke, and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee.
我们最后读希伯来书。
Lastly, Hebrews.
希伯来书。
Hebrews,
第13章,
Hebrews chapter 13,
第8节,
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8.
耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever.
在以赛亚书43章第7节里面,
In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7,
这里说,就是凡称我名下的人,是我为自己的荣耀所创造的,是我所做成所造作的。Here
it reads, Everyone that is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him, yea, I have made him.
其实最后这两句也是非常的重要。In
fact, the last two sentences of this verse is very important.
神不仅创造我们,
Not only did God create us,
神还要磨造我们,
He is to form us.
那么还要制作我们,
and He is also to make us.
为什么在神创造之后,他还要磨造,还要制造呢?
Why is it that after He has created us, He has to also form us and make us?
因为神不仅因他的荣耀创造我们,
because not only did He create us for His glory,
他也希望他所创造的人, 能够把他的荣耀彰显出来。
But he also desires for those whom he has created in his glory be able to manifest his glory.
所以因此他必须要磨造我们, 他要制作我们。
Therefore he must fashion us, he must form us.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
这是非常宝贵的一件事情。
This is a very precious matter.
在圣经里面,
Now in the Bible,
讲到我们的神是荣耀的神。
When it speaks that our God is a God of glory.
所以其实, 荣耀就指着神说的。
In fact, when we speak about glory, it is speaking of God himself.
只有神他的自己是荣耀。
Only God himself is glory.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
在整个宇宙里面,
In the entire universe,
只有神有这个荣耀。
Only God himself has this glory.
除了他之外, 没有荣耀。
Aside from him, there is no glory.
虽然在神格的里面, 它有父子圣灵的一个分别。
And even though in the Godhead there is this distinction of God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
但是我们知道神只有一位。
But we know there is only one God.
这是一个极大的奥秘。
And that is a great mystery.
是人的思想呢, 没有办法明白和解释的。
It is not our finite minds are able to understand or explain.
圣经没有明文的解说。
The Bible did not clearly express to us.
所以最好我们不要去猜测。
So we do not need to speculate.
我们也不要用人的思想去解释。
And we do not need to try to fathom and explain this with our minds.
将来我们到主那里,我们就会明白了。
On that day when we're before the Lord, we will understand.
所以神只有一位。
There is only one God.
神是荣耀。
And God himself is glory.
所以你看见在圣经里面,什么时候神出现或神显现的时候, 就出现荣耀。
Therefore, we see when God appears, when God makes himself known, we see there is glory.
神显在那里, 荣光就显在那里。
And when God appears there, there is the glory.
弟兄姊妹,我们要感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we have to thank God.
神有一个非常荣耀,也是一个非常奇妙的思想。
God also has such a glorious thought.
他要创造人,
He is to create man,
他要叫人来分享他的荣耀,
so that man can share in his glory.
他也要人来彰显他自己的荣耀。
He also desires for man to manifest his own glory.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
这是神给我们的一个荣耀的一个看见。
This is a glorious vision which God shows us.
所以难怪主耶稣需要道成肉身来到地上成为人。
Therefore, Our Lord Jesus have to be the Word become flesh to be in bodily form in this world.
主耶稣要站在人的地位上,
that Jesus Christ have to stand in the position as man to manifest the glory of God.
把荣耀归给神,
and so that all glory would be given back to God.
所以这就是在约翰福音第17章第1节里面主的祷告。
And this is the priestly prayer of our Lord in John 17:1.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
神若不把荣耀给我们,
if God does not give us this glory,
我们就没有荣耀。
We have no glory.
是神首先把荣耀给我们。
It is God who first grants us this glory.
然后呢, 我们才能把荣耀归给神。
And then we're able to give this glory back to God.
所以主耶稣道成肉身成为人,
Therefore, when the Word became flesh, He became man.
他站在人的地位上,
As man,
解释了神的这个荣耀的旨意。
He was able to explain this glorious will of God to us. And he perfected, completed this glorious will of God.
他是一个模型。
And he is our model.
他是一个榜样。
He is our example.
啊，因为神要把我们都做成像他那个样子。
Because God desires to form us just to be like him.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是非常宝贵的一件事。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, this is very precious.
所以我们感谢神。
So we thank God.
神创造整个的万有都是为着他的荣耀。
When God created all the universe, it is for his glory.
他终极的目的也是荣耀。
And his ultimate purpose is also glory.
所以他这个是从荣耀达到荣耀。
Therefore, it is glory unto glory.
我们中文圣经讲荣上加荣，其实是从荣耀到荣耀。
When the Bible translates as glory upon glory, it's glory unto glory. At the beginning is glory.
终极也是荣耀。
And the ultimate purpose is glory.
弟兄姊妹，在我们个人身上是这样。
Brothers and sisters, individually it is the case.
在团体也是这样。
Corporately it is the same.
我想我们熟悉罗马书前八章的人就知道。
Now we're very familiar with Romans chapter 8, we know.
基督徒有个三个重要的经历。
Now, as a Christian, we have these three important experiences.
Yeah, 我们从称义成圣，然后最后一个得荣耀。
Now we are justified, we are sanctified, and lastly we are glorified.
这是神在我们身上个人每一个圣徒身上的心意。
That is upon each one of us, each individual saint, that is God's desire.
那么当然，神把我们这些人建造成为教会。
Of course, individually we're that is the case, but corporately He put us into the church.
成为基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
让我们与基督完全合而为一。
So that we are completely in one union with Christ.
神要借着这个宇宙人更是把他的荣耀彰显。
And through this universal man, that is to display even more so the glory of God.
所以我想弟兄姊妹，这么多年来我们听了很多这方面的道，我们应该很清楚。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have heard so much of preaching throughout the years.
我们真是满心感谢我们的。
And our hearts are filled with thanksgiving for God.
在我们这些蒙恩得救的人身上。
Today, upon each one of us who has been saved by grace.
我们必须要明白神的心。
We must understand the heart of God.
所以我们知道神定下这个永远的旨意。
Therefore, we know that God has set this eternal will.
他也用他那个完全的智慧做了一个最完美无懈可击的计划。
And in his perfect wisdom, he has devised this perfect plan that is unbreakable.
然后他就在宇宙中间按照他自己的标准来做工。
Therefore, then, throughout the universe, according to this plan, he does his work.
弟兄姊妹，这就是以弗所书第一章告诉我们。
Brothers and sisters, this is told to us in Ephesians chapter 1.
我们看见父子圣灵的工作。
And we can see the work of God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
父的工作终极是使他的荣耀得到称赞。
And the ultimate purpose of the work of God the Father is to the praises of His glory.
子的工作也是这样。
And that is also the work of the Son.
他的荣耀得到称赞。
It is to the praises of His glory.
圣灵的工作也是这样。
It is the same with the work of the Spirit.
使他的荣耀得到称赞。
To the praises of His glory.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们晓得我们的神。
We know that our God.
他有他的工作。
He has His work.
但是我们必须要很谨慎地知道他是按照他的标准行事。
Yet we must know very carefully, solemnly, he works according to his standard.
他这里所有的标准
that the standard which he has
就是先知所看见那个准绳。
It is what the prophets see here as that measuring line, that line.
所以圣经给我们很清楚的一个定义。
Therefore, the scriptures give us a very clear definition.
如果我们的工作没有标准，没有准绳，
If our work is not according to the measuring line, not according to the line,
就没有荣耀。
There is no glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们必须要知道，
We must know,
神行做一切事情都有他自己的一个标准。
As God works, He has His own standard.
当我们读旧约的历史，读新约的历史，
When we read throughout history in the Old Testament and the New Testament,
我们能看见
we're able to see,
神的工作在地上，不论是大是小，
all the work of God, whether great or small,
神只在乎是不是按照他的标准。
God only minds if it is according to his standard.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常重要的提醒。
This is a very important reminder.
如果我们不能按照神的标准行事，
If we do not work according to His standard,
就不可能显出神的荣耀。
We're not able to manifest the glory of God.
时代可以改变，
The generations can change.
方式，教会的方式，聚会方式，各方面都可以改变。
The methods, the ways in which we meet can change and etc.
但是原则不可以改变。
But the principle cannot change.
一切都必须按照神的标准行事。
All must be according to the standard of God.
弟兄姊妹们
，My dear brothers and sisters，
神的标准从来不改变。
The standard of God never changes.
所以。希伯来书十三章第八节的话。
Therefore, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8,
我们很熟悉。
We're very clear.
耶稣基督是昨日、今日、一直到永远都是一样。
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and yes, forever.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
神从来不随着时代改变他的标准。
God never changes according to the age.
也不随着任何人改变他的标准。
And no man can change God.
但是很可惜啊。
But sadly.
今天我们不仅在历史上看见很多神的百姓们的失败。
Not only throughout the ages we can see the failure of God's people.
即使今天在地上。
In fact, even today on earth.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们仍旧看见在侍奉上。
We're still able to see upon our service.
真正注意神的标准的人不多。
That there are not many who pay attention to the standard of Christ, of God.
我们在侍奉上。
When we serve.
如果有人很殷勤
and some are very diligent,
呀我们觉得这非常好
well, that is good.
有人在热心
some are very zealous,
那也是非常好
that is also very good.
有的人肯牺牲
some are able, willing to sacrifice,
有人肯受苦
some are willing to suffer,
有的人非常的善良
and some are very gentle,
有人也很谦卑
and some are very humble,
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
但是呢
but,
如果没有神的那个标准
If it is without that standard of God,
这一切东西的价值就变得非常的微小。
Now all those value becomes very small.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters,
我曾经认识一些传道人。
I know some preachers.
有些是牧师。
Some are pastors.
我心内心非常尊敬他们。
Now in my heart, I respect them much.
因为他们实在是非常的谦和
because they are very gentle and personable
也非常善良
and they're very kind
并且守节心清
and they have clean hands and pure hearts
他们也不贪财也不贪名利
they're not after fame or fortune
但是呢
but
他们的侍奉是按照基督教的那个传统
yet they serve according to the tradition of Christianity
没有办法能按照圣经所有的神的要的那个标准
are not able to serve according to the standard in the scriptures, the standard which God is after.
很多时候啊，教会里面感觉到蛮难过的。
Therefore, many times I'm saddened by that.
他们就差这么一步。
It is just that one step.
但是他们也没有这样的一个看见。
Yet they do not see, do not have such vision.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Therefore, my brothers and sisters,
我们必须要明白。
We must understand.
不按照神的标准。
It is not according to God's standard.
是达不到神的目的。
We're not able to reach the purpose of God.
是无法把神的荣耀彰显出来。
We're unable to manifest the glory of God.
现在让我们回头。
Now let us reflect.
我们从旧约的历史上来看一看。
When we look at throughout history in the Old Testament.
旧约历史上。
Now in the Old Testament history.
告诉我们这个准神标准第一次出现是在西乃山上。
It tells us this measuring line first appeared on Mount Sinai.
神永远的旨意在地上，在西乃山上面做了一个相当完整的一个启示。
That eternal will of God upon Mount Sinai has given us a very complete revelation.
我们也知道这是旧约中间最重要的启示。
We know this is the most important revelation in the Old Testament.
当神把以色列人从埃及带出来之后
When God delivered the people of Israel out of Egypt
两个多月以后他们来到了西乃山脚下
After a little over 2 months they were at the foot of Mount Sinai
那么神就把摩西找到西乃山上
And God brought Moses up to the top of Mount Sinai
我们看见首先神就把十条诫命给了摩西。
First, we see that God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses.
神赐下律法。
He gave the law.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们知道这个律法，今天我们的领会就知道， 这是指的神生命的性情说的。
We know today that the law really manifests the very nature, character of God.
因为那个时候主耶稣还没有到地上来。
Because at that time the Lord Jesus did not come yet.
还不能把神的生命带到地上。
He's not able to bring the life of God into earth.
但神事先已经把他生命中的那个性情把它启示出来。
But that already foretold, expressed to us the very life nature of God.
因为在旧约时代中是在预表的状态底下。
Because in the Old Testament, it is only a shadow, a type.
但是这个已经是非常的重要。
Even so, this is a very important revelation.
啊，神首先告诉摩西。
God first told Moses.
神要把他那个生命的律赐给他的百姓。
He is to give the law of life to his people.
而神借着他这个生命的律来管制所有的一切。
And it is through that law of life that God will govern all.
我们知道这个律是一个很重要的一件事情。
And we know law, that law is very important.
所以呢，在圣经里面告诉我们。
Therefore, in the Bible, it tells us.
如果你按照这个律行。
If you walk according to this law,
你就得神的祝福。
You're able to be blessed by God.
如果你违背这个律。
If you are against this law,
那就是咒诅。
Then it will bring curses.
我想现代的人呢，
I think even today,
被神所创造这个世界中的自然律，我们已经有相当领会。
Even the natural laws which God created, we're able to understand that in a way.
什么时候你违背这个律，
Whenever we go against that law,
下面就是灾祸。
What comes then, it is disasters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters.
所以呢，我们晓得神把这个律摆在宇宙当中。
We're able to see that God has set certain laws throughout the universe.
其实这个律就是神的荣耀。
And this law actually manifests the glory of God.
神就把它刻在两块石板上。
And God wrote it, carved it upon two tablets of stone.
然后呢，让摩西建造一个约柜。
And then had Moses build a tabernacle, an ark.
把这两块石板放在约柜的里面。
And put these two tablets into the ark.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
My dear brothers and sisters,
我们知道那个约柜，
We know that this ark,
在旧约是预表基督的。
Yeah, in the Old Testament, it represents Christ.
那个也是承接神荣耀的一个地方。
That is also where the glory of God will be received.
然后神就开始制造会幕。
And then God then created, made the tabernacle.
我们知道制造这个会幕的目的呢，是为了实行神的律法。
We know the creation, the making of the tabernacle is to exercise the law of God.
神把这个约柜放在至圣所的里面。
Now this ark was placed in the most holy place.
我们知道在那个地方有耶和华的荣光。
And we know there has the glory of the Lord in the most holy place.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们的弟兄已经讲，这个会幕虽然没有多大
，And our brother already shared with us, even though this tabernacle is not very grand,
但是神是非常的严厉的警告摩西。
Yet God severely, solemnly have warned Moses.
你必须按照我所指示你的样子。
You must do it according to my pattern.
就是按照神的标准来建。
And that, in other words, according to the standard of God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们知道这个故事大家都很熟悉。
We're all very familiar with this story.
这个是山上的样式。
And that is the pattern on the mount.
山上样式必须完全按照神的指示。
And the pattern on the mount must all be according to the commandment of God.
感谢主得着一个忠心的一个仆人。
And we thank God that he gained a very faithful servant.
我们知道在神启示他这个重要的心意之前，
And we know that when God manifested this very important will of his,
神曾经把摩西带到旷野，
that God first took Moses to the wilderness,
有四十年的时间做工在他的身上，
And 40 years God worked on Moses,
把一个大有才干的摩西，
this great and mighty Moses,
大有口才的摩西，
who was eloquent and indeed,
非常聪明的摩西，
and very capable and very smart,
把他弄成一个好像看起来无用的老头子。
To make him as seemingly a very useless old man.
神八十岁用他。
And God used him when he was 80.
弟兄姊妹，我现在过八十岁。
Brothers and sisters, I'm over 80 now.
所以我有点能体会。
And so I'm able to understand this in a way.
何等不容易啊。
It is not easy.
但是神说这个时候摩西可以用。
Yet at this time God says, now I can use Moses.
假使没有经过神那四十年在摩西身上的工作，
If it is not through that 40 years of working of God upon Moses,
神如果把这个会幕交托给摩西
and gave this tabernacle the pattern to Moses,
这个会幕在摩西的手中一定被毁坏了
and this tabernacle in the hands of Moses will be ruined.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹们
so dear brothers and sisters,
今天跟随主啊
today as we follow the Lord,
时间对我们也是重要的因素
time is a very important essence.
所以在教会里
in the church,
为什么很多时候侍奉你不能随便交给一些年轻的弟兄姊妹
that's why as we serve in the church, we cannot just casually hand it over to younger brothers and sisters.
因为他们的生命天然的生命太强劲
because that natural life is still very strong
他们的想法他们的兴趣他们自己的定规
how we think and what our opinion is and what we want it is still very strong
神不能使用这样的人
and God cannot use such individuals
所以神必须在我们身上做工
therefore God must first work upon us
我们要珍惜我们的年日
so we must redeem the time
我们希望青年弟兄姊妹在年轻的时候就好好的跟随主
therefore when we are young we have to follow the Lord well
接受神在我们身上的工作
and accept the word ofwork of God upon us until one day we can be useful to him
所以呢神首先把摩西带到一个地步
so God first took Moses to this point
让他天然的生命完全的无用
so his natural life is of no use
然后神可以把会幕的样式启示给摩西
Then God is able to manifest the pattern on the mount to Moses.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters.
当摩西在地上
When Moses was on earth.
按照神的吩咐把这个会幕建造起来的时候
According to the fullness of God, he built the tabernacle.
出埃及记第四十章
Exodus chapter 40.
这里出现过八次这样的话摩西照着耶和华所吩咐的。
This appeared eight times in this chapter, Moses according to the commandment of God.
每一个点都是照着耶和华所吩咐。
And each point it is according to what the Lord commanded him.
所以当这个会幕建造起来的时候
So when this tabernacle was built,
云彩充满
The cloud covered the tabernacle.
耶和华的荣光就出现了。
And the glory of the Lord appeared.
因为摩西做了一件事情
Because Moses did one thing
让神的心满足
That satisfied the heart of God
心满意足
And that his heart was fully satisfied And whenever God is fully satisfied
他的荣耀就显现出来了
His glory will be displayed
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
My dear brothers and sisters
今天主这些对我们是多么重要的一些的提醒。
This is a very important reminder for us today.
所以我们看见当摩西从山上下来的时候
So when we see Moses coming down from the mountain,
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
摩西就很忠心地按照神的吩咐来建造会幕。
Moses faithfully, as God commanded him, build the tabernacle.
我们知道这摩西也不简单呢。
And we know Moses is not simple.
因为神把他带到山顶呢四十昼夜。
Because God brought him to the top of the mount for 40 days and nights.
也不吃也不喝。
He did not eat or drink.
也不睡觉。
He did not sleep.
啊，神要把这个会幕的一点一画告诉他。
And each stroke, iota of the tabernacle, God told to Moses.
我相信呢，那个时候呢摩西手中恐怕也没有个笔记本啊，能记下来。
I don't think Moses had a notebook to take down all these notes.
啊，他必须要用他的思想完全记住。
And so he has memorized all of that God told him.
难怪需要四十昼夜。
Therefore you need 40 days and nights.
弟兄姊妹，你不相信的话呢
？Brothers and sisters, you think about it.
你回去试试看，把这个会幕的整个样式情况，你能用多久的时间把它记得清清楚楚
？So think about it. How long will it take for you to remember every aspect of the tabernacle to remember that all clearly and correctly?
四十昼夜。
40 days and nights.
啊，摩西本来就很聪明的。
Now Moses was very capable.
现在更需要有神的智慧。
But now he needs the wisdom.Wisdom of God.
他现在八十岁了，这个记忆力开始衰退。
So he's 80. His memory is not as good.
所以神给他记忆。
God gave him this memory.
弟兄姊妹，这是圣经
中奇妙的作为。This is the wonderful work.
有很多人到了老年的时候啊。
Many of us when we grow older.
他们做出一些叫人非常惊异的事情。
We're able to do something that amazes others.
你看这个约翰快到一百岁。
Now John, Apostle John, who was about 100 years old.
他居然写约翰福音。
He was able to write the gospel according to John.
每次我读约翰福音，我里面都很惊叹。
And each time when I read the gospel according to John, I'm in awe.
十七章那个大祷告。
And this great prayer in John 17.
他能够一字不漏地把它写下来。
He remembered all the prayer of the Lord.
这是六十多年前听主祷告的。
And he heard this prayer over 60 years ago.
哇，居然一个字不漏地把它记下来。
And he remembered all these words, word for word. And what wisdom is that?
然后呢，神把 那个启示录这么复杂的一本书
，and such a complex book of Revelation，
那么给这个一百岁的老人
，to this elderly man 100 years old，
然后他就写下来
，and then he wrote it down。
用姊妹，我有时候读到那里，连那许多的宝石我都记不住。
Now brothers and sisters， when I read it， I can't remember all the precious stones。
啊，这个约翰把它写得清清楚楚。
Oh， but John， the Apostle John wrote it out very clearly。
用姊妹
，my dear brothers and sisters，
这就告诉我们
，this tells us，
在神儿女的身上
，upon the children of God。In the life of the Lord, there's another wisdom. This is a mystery, a wisdom of mystery. And this wisdom, this mysterious wisdom, allows for us to know the things of God. And Paul in Corinthians chapter 2 tells us of this. And John also told us in the Gospel according to John. The Lord said to them, when the Holy Spirit is come, and he will bring to remembrance all the words I have spoken to you. So as Christians, we have this wonderful experience. Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord. To God, whether we're young or old,
只要他能用你,
as long as he will use you,
他就能把你所需要的告诉你。
He will tell you what is needed.
所以摩西在山上四十昼夜,
and so Moses 40 days and 40 nights,
把这个会幕的整个样式啊全部记下来。
And so he wrote down all the pattern on the mount.
我现在能快快的简单的跟弟兄姊妹们讲一下。
So now quickly I will share this with brothers and sisters.
这里每一样东西
Each item here,
都必须根据耶和华的吩咐。
Everything must be as the Lord commanded Moses.
就是每一件事情最小的事上都有神的标准在那里。
Each and every item, even the smallest item, has the standard of God.
我们首先看见的是一个材料的标准。
So first, we see the standard of the materials.
这个材料标准呢，也就是品质的标准。
And so when we speak about the materials, we're speaking about the quality.
当神要建造会幕的时候
，When God is to make the tabernacle,
神吩咐摩西去跟以色列百姓要礼物。
God told Moses to go to the people for gifts.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件宝贵的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is very precious.
神把以色列百姓的奉献当作礼物来。
And so all the offering of the people of God, God treats as gifts.
所以弟兄姊妹你知道吗
？So brothers and sisters, do you realize?
当年我受感动奉献的时候
，When you and I are moved to offer,
我们的主是把它当礼物收。
Our Lord will accept it, receive it as a gift.
啊，你要知道这个收礼物的是谁呀
？You know who is recipient of this gift?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
这个太重要了。
This is so important.
所以今天呢
？So today,
弟兄姊妹，神是高抬我们。
Brothers and sisters, how he has exalted us.
我们没什么好东西。
Now we have nothing good to offer to God.
但是神却把它当礼物收。
Yet he received them all.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们知道奉献是多么蒙福的一件事情。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we know our consecration.
那这里呢？神建造这个会幕需要很多的一些材料。
It's of utmost importance. We know of all the materials for the tabernacle.
你看，我快快的讲，这里有金银铜。
We see here there's the gold, the silver, and the bronze.
然后呢，有各样不同颜色的线。
And we can see all the thread, the cords of different colors.
蓝色、紫色、朱红色，还有细麻，还有山羊毛。各式各样不同的线。
We can see the gold, the purple, the red, the scarlet, and the fine linen.
然后还有各式各样的皮。
And we can see all the different skins.
哇，染红的公羊皮，海狗皮。
And we can see the ram skin, the badger skin.
然后还有皂荚木。
And we can see the acacia wood.
还有呢，油和香料。
And we can see the oil and the incense.
还有各样的不同的宝石。
And we can see all the precious stones.
哇，神就细细的把这些东西通通告诉。
And God told Moses all of these things in fine detail.
当然今天我们知道弟兄姊妹们这些都有预表的含义在里面。
Of course, brothers and sisters, realize today all of this have meaning.
到后面我们就会讲到这乃是主生命的一个品质。
Later on, we will share this is a manifestation of the very quality, the nature of the life of Christ.
说神造会幕。
So when he built the tabernacle,
他这些材料是他自己选的。
All these materials are decided by God.
你随便乱加东西。
You cannot add anything you want to it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
那么不仅 它有材料的标准,
not only is there a standard for the material,
然后呢, 它还有样式的标准,
there is also a standard for the pattern.
啊, 你就看见呢, 这个, 造这个会幕呢, 是有一定的样式的,
so there is a certain pattern, a measurement to this tabernacle.
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
这个会幕的外表啊, 的建造呢, 看起来很简单,
now the outward form of this tabernacle seems very simple.
因为它最上面上面是海狗皮,
because on top of it is the badger skin.
看起来不怎么好看,
actually, it doesn't look very nice.
但是呢,
but
会幕启示一件事情呢,
what the tabernacle manifests to us, yes, the outward is very simple.
而里面呢,
but what is within is very beautiful and majestic.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is also a requirement of God upon the church today.
感谢主啊,
we thank the Lord.
在几百年以前,
many centuries ago,
从天主教以后到更正教,
even from the Catholic Church to the Protestant Church,
他们都很注重 这个礼拜堂的外表的华丽,
all the emphasis is on the majesty, the beauty of the outward form of the cathedral.
又辉煌又高大,
oh, the cathedral have to be big and grand and majestic.
但是并不注重里面的光景,
yet the focus is not within the condition of the reality.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
这是弟兄运动所有的一个恢复,
this is a restoration revival from the Brethren movement.
啊, 外表简单,
yes, the outer form is very simple.
里面,
but within,
非常的华丽,
must be beautiful.
今天教会不是看外表,
now today, we do not look at the church outwardly.
教会是看里面的内容,
we must look at the substance of the church. So we must pay attention to the condition that is within.
那么我们看见这个会幕呢，完全按照神所要的一个样式。
Now we're able to see this tabernacle is completely according to the pattern which God desires.
然后里面祭坛有祭坛的样子。
Now we look and there is the altar and the requirement for the altar.
然后洗桌盆有洗桌盆的样子。
And there is the brazen altar, there is the requirement for it, for the censer.
陈设饼有陈设饼的样子。
There is also a requirement for the bread.
金金灯台有金金灯台的样子。
There is also the requirement for the golden lampstand.
香坛和香炉也有一定的样式。
There is also a requirement for the incense and the altar of incense.
当然,最后我们看见 那个约柜啊,
of course, lastly, we see the altar, the ark, and we see the requirement for the ark.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters,
我们能看见神对于他这个会幕里面所有这些家具都有一定的要求。
Therefore, we're able to see how God has a very specific requirement for each instrument, furniture of the tabernacle. It is all according to his standard.
弟兄姊妹们,
and brothers and sisters,
不仅这样,
not only thus,
他还有尺寸的标准,
he also has a very specific measurement for each.
那个时候呢, 他们是用这个轴来算,
and so they measured according to the arm's length.
所以每样事物都有标准,
and so each, there is a specific measurement.
我想当然今天晚上不许可我们去把每一个这个器具每一个东西的尺寸把它
of course, it does not afford us the time tonight to go through each and every measurement. But we know there is a measurement.
不仅有尺寸的标准,
not only is there a specific measurement standard,
弟兄姊妹们,
there is also the standard where the article is to be placed. You must place this article at a certain place.
一个定规的,
he has this determined.
比方说在外院里面,
for example, in the outer court,
还有祭坛, 有洗桌盆,
there is the bronze altar and the brazen censer to wash.
那么圣所里面,
and that brazen laver, and so in the holy place,
有陈设饼的桌子,
there is the table of showbread,
有金金的灯台,
there is the golden lampstand,
那这个桌子呢, 放在北边,
and so the table showbread must be on the north side,
然后呢, 这个金金的灯台呢, 放在南边,
and then the golden lampstand on the south,
然后香坛,
and the censer, the altar of incense right outside the veil. And the Ark of the Covenant inside the most holy place.
不仅这样,
Not only this,
当摩西在制造这些器具的时候,
when Moses made all of these articles,
连他们的金银都有一定的分量,
even the gold and the silver is measured accordingly.
啊, 那个用多少的分量的金子, 用多少银子, 都有一定的。
There is a specific measurement of even the gold and the silver making this furniture.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters,
今天呢,
today,
当回头来读整个会幕的时候,
when we reflect and look at all of these in the tabernacle,
哎呀, 我们觉得虽然是一个小小的会幕,
we see it's only a small tabernacle,
啊, 非常的复杂,
but it is very complex.
啊, 这个要 完全记下来,
it is not easy for Moses to remember all of these details.
神说这个是山上的样式,
and God said this is the pattern on the mount.
对摩西再三警戒,
and repeatedly warned Moses.
到了山下,
when you go down the mountain,
一定要按照山上的样式,
it must be done according to the pattern on the mount.
一定要按照神的标准,
it must be according to the standard of God.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这里可以启示我们一件事情,
this shows us one revelation.
在神的家中,
that is in the house of God,
每一样东西都要按照神的标准,
each and every item must be according to the standard of God.
你绝不可以把你自己的意念自己的标准拿进来,
you absolutely cannot place any of your own standard into it.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我感觉这是何等不容易,
we feel this is not easy at all.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God.
摩西到了山下,
Moses, when he went down the mountain,
完全忠心地按照神的 神的做, 指示,
faithfully, he did everything that God commanded him.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters,
摩西被称作 是在神的全家诚然尽忠的意思。
Moses was called one who was faithful in all of God's house.
所以这里给我们很清楚一个解释。
So here we can see a very clear explanation.
什么叫忠心呢?
What does it mean to be faithful?
忠心不仅是忠于神的托付,
faithfulness is not only to be faithful to what God has entrusted you,
乃忠心于 神的标准,
but to be faithful according to the standard of God.
如果你不能按照神的标准,
if it is not according to the standard of God,
神是不能接受,
God will not accept it.
因为这个是作为彰显神荣耀的一个器皿,
because this is a vessel that is to manifest the glory of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters,
也许今天我们听到这些我们觉得很为难,
or perhaps when we hear such things, we're troubled.
但请我们记得,
but let us bear in mind,
神是神,
God is God,
神不是人,
God is not man.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们对神必须要有敬畏的心,
today we must revere God.
这个太重要了,
this is very important.
必须按照神的标准行事,
it must be done according to his standard.
我们刚刚讲过, 今天在地上,
we have already shared today on earth,
各地的侍奉,
and all of the service around us, all the assemblies,
真正能按照神的标准的人不多,
there are not many who does things according to the standard of God.
所以当摩西把这个 会幕建造起来之后,
therefore, after Moses built the tabernacle,
完全按照神的吩咐,
all according to what God commanded him,
立刻神的荣光就出现,
immediately the glory of God appeared.
所以这件事情告诉我们,
therefore, this tells us,
你不合神的标准, 不会有荣耀的,
if it is not according to the standard of God, there will be no glory.
今天侍奉主人来讲,
so as we serve God today,
我们弟兄姊妹来讲,
brothers and sisters,
这是一个重要的考验,
this is a very important test.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
my dear brothers and sisters,
所以呢,我们可以看见,
so we're able to see,
在西乃山上,
on Mount Sinai,
神在历史中间,
throughout history,
第一次,
the first time,
那么定下了他的标准,
he has set his standard for us.
这个作为后世所有工作的一个准绳,
and this is a measuring line for all those to come.
是以色列人世世代代的准绳,
it is a measuring line for all of Israel to come.
所以我们读以色列的历史就知道,
so when we read the history of Israel,
他们到后来时候都违背神的标准,
how later on they rebelled, they were against this measuring line of God,
神的荣耀失去了,
and they lost the glory of God,
荣耀离开以色列,
the glory of God left Israel.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神不能住在那些不标准的
God is not able to dwell in places that is not according to His standard. I know that amongst the children of God today, there are not many who focus on these things. But I feel they are of utmost importance. I remember when I was young, when I was saved by grace, and God called me to serve Him. Brothers and sisters, we thank God before us. There are so many saints throughout their life. They faithfully follow the Lord. Strictly, they follow according to the word of God. And so it brought forth great blessings. This was a very deep impression for me. So throughout all these years, I feel as we serve as Christians, there ought to be a standard. And when we're against this standard, we cannot do it. And if we do so, it is in vain. As I shared earlier, you can be very faithful and diligent, and you've gone to many places, you preach much. Yet, if it's not according to the standard of God, and as Paul says, and you have worked in vain, and you have run in vain, and brothers and sisters, all that is done for naught. So today, as far as His work is concerned, God's requirement is very strict. My dear brothers and sisters, how small and minute we are, and how great God is, and heaven and earth cannot contain Him. And so God, Paul says, who can be God's counselor? Yet today we see so many of the children of God be a counselor of God, giving them ideas. We do this and that according to what we want. As if we love God, it is for God. So brothers and sisters told us,
work for God and work with God.
And it is a vast difference when we work for God or we work with God. Brothers and sisters, if we want to work with God, it must be according to the standard of God. Therefore, in the Old Testament, on Mount Sinai, He already gave us this great revelation, this very stern revelation. It is a good example set for us. And we have seen how Moses did everything according to the pattern on the mount, and to do as God commanded him. My dear brothers and sisters, now in the last days, how God's heart desires. He desires for His glory to be manifested in our midst. He desires to return to His people. Dear brothers and sisters, therefore we cannot be only mindful of ourselves. We look to our Lord, look to His mercy. We see in the history of the Jewish people, in some times they have good times. There are many who rose up according to the standard of God and brought forth some revival. We know that Joshua followed Moses, and they had glorious days before them. And God's glory was in the midst of His people. But when we enter the days of the judges, hundreds of years, the people of God destroyed that standard of God. And they lost that measuring line. And so it was a very days of destruction in the days of the judges. Until God rose up Samuel. And once again, He restored that measuring, that standard of God. And the Bible tells us, and the Bible tells us none of Samuel's words fell to the ground. What does that tell us? That means whatever Samuel spoke was the word of God. He completely spoke the will of God. And so God gave Samuel a hearing ear. Samuel. That's his name, Samuel. It is a listening ear. And so it's a great translation in the Chinese. It is,
你会听, 你才会遵从。
And so, only when you learn to listen, then you learn to obey.
弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and
sisters, 好不容易把那几百年荒凉的日子转变过来。
And so, turn that years of devastation around.
然后引到大卫作王。
And leads to David on the throne. We thank God.
大卫起来作王的时候
and when David reigned,
大卫是一个爱神的人
he was one who loved God
全心为着神
it was his whole heart was for God
起意为神建造圣殿
so it was in his heart to build a temple for God
其实呢弟兄姊妹们
but brothers and sisters God already long ago had this heart
不过呢大卫真是爱主
but David truly loved the Lord
我们还没有爱到一个地步能完全体贴主的心
now we did not love God as much as David to be mindful of the heart of God
大卫因为那样的爱主
But David loved God so much
所以他就摸到了主的需要
So he was able to touch what God was after
建造圣殿
And he began to prepare for the building of the temple
但首先他把耶路撒冷城拿下来
And so first he took Jerusalem
然后把圣殿建造在城中
And then he built a temple in the city
从那个时候开始
From that time on And there's no more tabernacle
那我们知道弟兄姊妹们这个转换是有属灵的意义的。
We know that this change in age also has spiritual meaning behind it.
所以耶路撒冷更代表神完美的心意。
Therefore, Jerusalem is the greater representation of the heart of God.
但是我们从圣经里面可以看到
But from the Bible, we can also see
虽然这个方式有了改变
Even though the change, the method has changed.
原则没有改变。
The principle is the same.
圣殿好像是会幕的一个扩大。
The temple is merely an expansion of the tabernacle.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们读历代志下的时候你发现了
When we read the second chronicles, we understand.
那个祭坛变大了。
And so that altar grew bigger.
那个洗濯盆也变大了。
And that laver was much bigger.
还有几附带的有十几个盆。
And we can see all the smaller lavers around the pools around it.
这个圣殿里面的这个陈设饼的桌子也变十个。
And then we can see now that table showbread has 10 tables.
金金灯台也变了十个。
And also the golden lampstand now is also 10 golden lampstands.
唯有约柜。
Only the ark did not change.
约柜还是原来的约柜。
It is still the same ark.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
这里告诉我们一件事情。
What does this tell us?
样式可以改变。
Yes, the form may change.
方式可以不一样。
The ways may differ.
但是神的标准没有改变。
But the standard of God does not change.
圣殿仍旧是有外院、有圣所、有至圣所。
Therefore, in the temple, there is still the outer court, the sanctuary, and the most holy place.
它依然是按照神的标准。
It is still done according to the standard of God.
在历代志上28章告诉我们。
In 1st Chronicles chapter 28, it tells us.
这个圣殿是神用指头画给大卫看的。
And so in 1st Chronicles chapter 28 tells us that God wrote with his fingers and showed this blueprint to David.
所以大卫很小心地把这个图把它记下来。
So David remembered this blueprint very carefully.
那么我们都晓得大卫年轻因为流了太多人的血了。
And we know that David when he was young, he shed much blood.
神不许可他建造圣殿。
And God did not allow for David to build the tabernacle, the temple. But it was done by Solomon.
因为神就让所罗门来建造这个殿。
God allowed for Solomon to build this temple.
圣经记载。
And the Bible tells us.
大卫要过世之前
Before David passed,
他对所罗门说
He said to Solomon,
他说你要非常谨慎的按照神所画的样式建造圣殿。
You must carefully build a temple according to God's command.
弟兄姊妹我们可以看见在西乃山上所定的标准
Brothers and sisters, we're able to see the pattern, the standard set on Mount Sinai.
在这里人就是一个标准。
It is still that standard.
所以当所罗门按照他父亲给他的那个样式把圣殿建造起来的时候。
Therefore, when Solomon built according to the workmanship which his father showed him,
感谢神。
Thank God.
神的荣耀就再一次出现。
Once again, the glory of God appeared.
这个荣耀大到一个地步啊，连祭司都不能站立。
And this glory was so great that the priest could not stand.
其实我们知道 这就是神自己的显现。
And we know that this means God himself appeared.
这里告诉我们神回来了。
And here it tells us that God has returned.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
以色列百姓因为曾经悖逆把神赶出去了。
The people of God, because they rebelled against God, cast God away.
现在有人能按照神的心意把神所要的建造起来了。
But now there's an individual who, according to the will of God, what he wants has been built.
神心满意足。
And his heart is fully satisfied.
所以他重新降临。
So once again he appears.
荣耀就充满整个的这个这个圣殿。
And glory filled the temple.
所以再次说明。
So once again this tells us.
有准绳。
There is a measuring line.
还有真实的建造。
There is true building work.
有标准。
There's a standard.
才有真正的荣耀。
Then there's true glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们不要以为说呢。
Do not think today.
我们随随便便马马虎虎的服侍主就可以了。
Oh, we can just do whatever and serve the Lord very casually.
那个带不进神的荣耀。
No, that cannot bring into the glory of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters.
在旧约的圣经的里面。
In the Old Testament, we can see.
我们看见从西乃山到锡安山。
From Mount Sinai to Mount Zion.
神的标准。没有改变。
The standard of God did not change.
方式上面不一样。
Even though the methods may have changed.
甚至弟兄姊妹们。
Perhaps, brothers and sisters.
到以色列人被掳。
Even when the Israelites were in captivity.
他们被掳到巴比伦70年。
And they were in captivity in Babylon for 70 years.
这对以色列人来讲可以说什么都失去了。
The Israelites, they've lost everything.
他们没有圣殿。
No temple.
他们没有侍奉
no service,
没有敬拜
no worship,
虽然后来呢用一点点什么什么会堂来维持
and so they try to sustain that with the synagogues,
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
那个以色列人的光景是已经堕落到极处
at that time the condition of the Israelites have fallen to the utmost
70年呢
70 years
这不是一个短暂的年龄
it is not a short period of time
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
如果今天呢
if today
一个聚会软弱了70年还爬得起来吗
if there's assembly weak for 70 years do you think they can rise again
他们70年后
70 years later
百姓的心都失去了
all the hearts of the people will have gone away
感谢主
but thank the Lord
少数的人
there is a remnant
他们答应神的呼召
and they answer the call of God
重新回到耶路撒冷。
So once again they return to Jerusalem.
重新再建造圣殿。
And they build the temple again.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
按照这个时候情况他们的光景很软弱。
According to the conditions now, they are so weak.
时代也转变了。
And the age has changed.
以色列都亡国了。
Israel's kingdom is destroyed.
按理讲呢如果是按照我们的话呢
Now, reasonable, by logic, if it's us,
那么把那个标准降低一点
Oh, maybe we can lower the standard a little bit.
不要再搞这么高的标准。
Oh, don't set such a high bar.
他们这个已经有基督徒觉得他能来聚会就不错了那要求。
Even if they come and show up on Sunday, that's already great.
所以按我们来讲我们就是把降低标准降低。
So for us, perhaps, let's lower the standard a little bit.
但是请我们记得
But let us remember,
神是神
God is God
他不管地上的光景怎样
Regardless of what the condition in this world is
不管人的情况怎样
Regardless of how man is
他仍旧要求
He still requires
按他的准绳行
It is according to his measuring line
所以先知撒加利亚
And so the prophet Zechariah
把这个信息传给以色列的
Deliver this message to the people of Israel
虽然是少数的人
Even though they were a remnant
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
但是神的标准不改变
Yet the standard of God did not change
所以请我们记得
So let us remember
今天我们多软弱
Regardless of how weak we may be
聚会光景多荒凉
What is the condition How desolate our condition is in the assembly
神的标准不改变
God's standard never changes
尤其在幕后的时代
Especially in the last days,
这个余数的原则对我们
this principle of the remnants must be an encouragement to us.
当全地的人都不顾神的标准
when all of this world does not care for the standard of God,
你们起来顾神的标准
you rise up to care for the standard of God.
弟兄姊妹，你是蒙福的
brothers and sisters, you are blessed.
只有这样的人
only such
能把神的荣耀重新带回来
can bring forth the glory of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
dear brothers and sisters,
对我们来讲是何等重要的一个提醒
How important is this reminder to us?
当然神的工作不是到锡安山为止
Of course, it does not end here.
所以呢从锡安山下面有一个更重要的山 就是加略山。
And so, when we go, from Mount Sinai to Mount Sinai, it does not end at Mount Sion, but it goes to Mount Calvary.
有神的儿子来了。
For the Son of God has come.
道成肉身来到地上。
The Word become flesh.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
他在十字架上完成神的计划。
On the cross, he finished that plan of God.
当他喊出成了的时候。
When he declared it is finished.
神所有的托付都成了。
All the entrustment of God is complete.
因此他就成了。
Therefore, it is finished.
标准的实际。
He has completed and become the reality of that standard of God.
只有基督才是真正的。
Only Christ, and He is that measuring line.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这个对我们来讲是重要的一个提醒。
For us, this is a very important reminder.
也许我们弟兄姊妹听这个基督的名字已经听了很多年。
Perhaps we heard him, his name, Christ, for so many years.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
人就要很重视。
We must focus on his name.
啊，那么，基督。
Christ.
是神的准绳。
That Christ is that measuring line of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我们从西乃山上可以领会一件事情。
From Mount Sinai, we can understand this.
神在那里建造会幕。
When God built the tabernacle.
那是神的旨意。
That is God's will.
是神的标准。
That is His standard.
每一个点，每一件事都是标准。
Each and every point, it is His standard.
这个预表的东西。
This is a type.
现在到了新约的时代。
So now when we're in the new covenant,
神的旨意就是基督。
The will of God is Christ, and we're very clear on that.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
难怪当保罗蒙恩得救之后。
After Paul was saved by grace,
他的眼睛得开。
His eyes were opened.
他完全清楚明白。
He clearly understood.
基督的意义。
What is this meaning of Christ?
所以他在哥罗西书三章十一节那个重要的话。
And so in Colossians 3:11, these important words.
在教会里。
That in the church.
基督是一切又在一切之内。
That Christ is everything and in all.
每一样事物都必须是基督。
That everything must be Christ.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
多么重要的一件事。
How important is this?
在哥罗西书二章二节里面他就讲到。
In Colossians chapter 2 verse 2 it says.
我们在侍奉生活上一切都要照着基督。
That in our life, in our service, all must be according to Christ.
啊，我们不能照着传统。
We cannot be according to tradition.
弟兄姊妹们，我们也不能照着我们自己的感觉。
Brothers and sisters, it cannot be according to how we feel.
必须照着基督。
It must be according to Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
希伯来书里面也这样说。
Also in Hebrews.
只有耶稣基督是昨日今日直到永远都是一样的。
Only Christ Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and yes forever.
所以神今天建造教会的标准是基督。
So today, the standard for building the church is Christ.
神是多么的珍贵这个能彰显他荣耀的器皿。
And God treasures this vessel which is able to manifest His glory.
因为只有是基督才能彰显神。
Because only Christ can manifest the glory of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们今天多么需要主在这一切事上给我们里面有真实的一个看见。
Today, how much we need for the Lord to show us Christ in everything.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在旧约时代中的预表的意思。
All the meaning of the typology in the Old Testament.
现在完全现在基督的身上。
Now it's completely in reality manifested in Christ.
因为我们认识了基督。
Because we know Christ.
我们才知道会幕里面那一切事物都有预表的含义。
Then we come to understand there's all this type that is in the tabernacle.
每一个点每一件事都是基督。
Each item, each point, each article, it represents Christ.
所以在建造会幕的事上。
So when we build the tabernacle.
神要求这个品质的标准。
And so the quality of that material made in, to make the tabernacle is so strict.
到了新约时代。
In the new covenant.
在教会里。
In the church.
神所要求的那个品质就是基督。
That nature, that quality which God is after is Christ.
所以就为什么
Therefore,
我们得救的时候
When we are saved,
神把一个新的生命赐在我们的里面。
God has given us when we are saved this new life.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
神要我们
God desires for us
今天在 生活侍奉里面
，today in our life, in our living, in our service,
一切都以这个生命为根基。
This new life must be the foundation.
哎呀，你知道这些年呢
？You know these many years.
有时候我心里面呢，觉得很难过。
I feel very sad.
有很多弟兄姊妹，他说他信耶稣。
Because many brothers and sisters say they believe in Jesus.
他也知道信耶稣得永生。
They know believe in Jesus have eternal life.
但是我说 你有感觉到这个生命吗、
but I asked them, do you feel this life?
我常常这样一问呢、啊、你就看他那个眼神的涣散茫然
and then when I ask such a question, I can just see the confusion, not understanding this question.
他知道信耶稣得永生
They know I believe in Jesus, I have eternal life.
但是生命在哪里呢
Life, where's the life?
一点生命的感觉都没有
I don't have any feeling about sensation about this life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
这是一个何等严重的一件事情呢
？What a solemn matter this is！
我们有了主的生命
，We have the life of the Lord，
而我们没有生命的感觉
，Yet we don't have the feeling of this life。
你怎么能活出那个品质呢
？How able to live out that character, nature, quality of that life？
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
每一个基督徒都应当跟随里面生命的感觉。
Each Christian ought to follow the guidance of that life within。
哎呀，我发觉我年轻的时候。前面弟兄们给我们真是美好的带领。
I do feel when I was young, the brethren before us gave us such good examples.
十几岁蒙恩。
I was saved in my teens.
弟兄姊妹们，我就知道怎样顺服生命的感觉。
Brothers and sisters, then I knew how to follow the guidance of that new life.
太多的事情呢。
There are so many things.
弟兄姊妹不需要人教导的。
No one needs to teach you.
生命的感觉在里面是非常清楚。
The guidance of this life is very clear.
有许多时候。因为我们那个时候年纪很小
Now at that time we were quite young
当然生活中有很多不好的习性
And so in our daily living there's bad habits
老师讲父母教也改不了
And so no matter how the teachers teach us How our parents teach us They can't change those habits
但是圣灵在我们生命中给我们点带领
But when the Holy Spirit leads us in our life
哎呀他就立刻有很大的一个改变
Then immediately there's a great transformation in that life Dear brothers and sisters
你们有很多人知道我的故事
Now many of you know my story
我想我在这里我不再讲
I don't go too much about it today
那个时候弟兄姊妹们中间的这个大家的这个生命的感觉是还不错的
But in those days the guidance of following that guidance of that life is very good
弟兄姊妹你知道吗
Brothers and sisters you realize
当人亚当夏娃堕落的时候
That when Adam and Eve fell,
撒旦呢把一个性质放在人的里面。
Now Satan put this nature in this life.
这个性质是什么呢
？What is this nature？
今天一个普通的话来讲，就死不认错。
And so in today's words, no matter what, I won't say that I'm wrong. I'm right.
哎呀，我现在发现很多人是，有的人真是犯了错。连一句对不起的话都不会讲。
I discover so many times we make a mistake, we do something wrong, yet we're unwilling to apologize.
所以弟兄姊妹你知道吗
？So brothers and sisters,
这个魔鬼啊
，Now this devil,
他是不能悔改的。
He does not repent.
有很多人讲说呢，神为什么不救魔鬼啊
？And so God, many would question why does not God save the devil?
因为魔鬼把自己弄到一个情况是不能悔改的。
Because the devil has made himself to a point he is not wrong. He won't repent. So
he's able
to be saved.
败坏的心情放在我们里面的时候呢
？And so he put this corrupt nature in all of us.
神对人有怜悯。
And so, but God has mercy upon us.
我们是可以悔改的。
We can repent.
但是很多人
so many
都没有。能活在这个恩典祝福的里面
are not able to live in this grace in this blessing
所以有很多时候你看见教会出现很多难处啊
and so we see so many difficulties in the church
因为每个人都觉得自己对啊
because we all think we're right
那我们问生命的感觉到哪里去了
and so where's the feeling of life
你有真正顺服你生命的感觉吗
if we really follow obey the guidance of our life
还是你完全活在天然的生命的里面呢
we still live in that natural life.
所以弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
所以当神去问亚当的时候
and so when God asked Adam.
亚当说都是那个女人叫我吃。
Oh, it was the woman's fault. She asked me to eat.
然后神就问夏娃
and so God asked Eve.
夏娃说是那个蛇叫我吃。
Oh, the serpent asked me to eat.
没有人认错。
Nobody said they were wrong.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
今天
today.
我们知道如果你活在神生命的感觉。
If we live under the guidance of God's life,
这个生命是何等美丽的生命。
It's a beautiful life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们最近和弟兄姊妹们读到主耶稣钉十字架的那一段的
Recently, we have been sharing with brothers and sisters about the story when God was on the cross. And in such agony, Jesus was crucified on the cross. But from his life, the radiance of that glory was being manifested. The first words he uttered was, Father, forgive them.
For
they not know what they do. You can see the magnanimous our Lord was. Even others mocked him and scorned him and ridiculed him. But we can see the capacity of his love for them. And he said seven words on the cross.
主的生命的那个荣耀光辉啊,
and that really manifested just the radiance of God's glory in his life
through those words.
So brothers and sisters, I often say if you feel you're bearing the cross,
简单的来说,
simply put,
真正十架的经历,
the true bearing cross experience, it is how we respond spiritually. It is the spiritual response of our life. Dear brothers and sisters, so when we encounter like things,
你的反应是属灵的,
what is our response? Is it spiritual? It is, then we are bearing the cross. And because the cross is where you will manifest the life of Christ. And how precious this is.
所以今天在教会里面,
so today in the church,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你我都是蒙恩得救,
you and I, we are all saved by grace and we have life. We must live under the guidance of this life. And our life, our service, our living is according to this life. Our service is also according to this life.
要去做这个，要必须做那个，你要摸摸生命的感觉。Do
we want to do this? Do we want to do that? We must touch that feeling, the guidance of that life.
我一直感觉这些年来，这是好像在教会中失落的一个重要的真理。I
feel in recent years it seems like this is a truth that the church has lost.
愿主在他回来的日子之前,
and may it be before our Lord returns.
主首先恢复我们里面生命的感觉。
First, he restores the feeling of our life, the guidance of that life within us, dear brothers and sisters.
基督徒顺着这个生命的感觉,
when Christians walk according to the guidance of this life,
你才有基督的品质,
then we can live out that nature of Christ.
这个才是真正教会建造的所需要的材料。
And that is the very material that is used for the building of the church.
不仅这个品质是基督,
not only is the nature, character of the life of Christ. Each item within the tabernacle is also according to Christ. We know each of the furniture. There is a typology there. To speak of the nature of the Lord and his character.
所以今天呢,
so today, we know as Christians today, we need to be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
在教会里,
in the church,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, there's no image that we have.
感谢主啊,
we thank the Lord.
这个还是从弟兄运动开始,
this is all from the brethren movement.
把所有这些像啊, 他们都除掉了,
and so all these images from the tradition has all been removed.
但是慢慢的我看见这些像又回来了,
but gradually I see these images in the church restored.
我们何等需要主的怜悯,
how much we need the mercy of the Lord, dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们不能够一个一样一样的来解释。
Now today we cannot go into each and every item.
弟兄姊妹们明白这个意义。
But brothers and sisters, just understand this meaning.
旧约会幕的样式乃是指着基督的形象。
Therefore the pattern of the mount, speaking of the tabernacle, speaking about Christ himself.
呀,这多么重要的一件事。
How important is this?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
my dear brothers and sisters,
不仅这样,
not only this,
会幕每一样,
now, each of the article in the tabernacle has a measurement.
今天在教会中, 在弟兄姊妹生活里, 这个尺寸也是基督。
Now, today, in the church life, in our living, our service, that measurement is also Christ.
他必须是一切又在一切之内。
He must be all and in all.
弟兄姊妹,那个大的方面是基督。
Brothers and sisters, the grand scope is Christ.
细小的地方也是基督。
The minute detail is also Christ.
所以难怪你读保罗写的书信的时候,
therefore, when we read the epistles of Paul,
有好多历史上读 读以弗所书的人这样说,
there are many scholars who read Ephesians tell us.
以弗所书前一半是在天上,
now the first half of Ephesians is in the heavenlies.
后一半呢掉到地上来,
oh, but the second half is earthly.
怎么会差别这么大呢?
How come there's a vast difference?
他们完全不晓得,
they do not understand.
这后一半,
the second half of Ephesians,
前一半的实行,
it is the act walking out, the living out of the first half.
细到一个地步,
and now that acting out on that heavenly is so a detail, you cannot tell a lie.
被偷,
you cannot steal.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
连我们言语啊, 都那么细小的事情呢, 神都要管.
So the grand scope is so big, but the minute detail that even our speech God is mindful of.
以前我读保罗书信，我说，哎呀，这个保罗啊， 怎么搞得到了后面写这些东西啊， 也写得这么细呢?
Before, when I read the epistles of Paul, I wonder why Paul is going to so much details in the end of his epistles. Isn't he of a great revelation? That he's someone looking at great vision. Why is he mindful of my daily living?
哦,现在我们就知道,
but now we understand.
因为在我们的身上, 生命中,
because in our life, in our living, each and every detail must manifest Christ.
的确,我年轻的时候啊,
yes, when I was young,
我16岁,
I was 16.
高中啊, 我跟那些年轻人混在一起,
I was in high school with all the teenagers.
当然他们在一起啊, 讲那些脏话了, 讲那些坏话了。
Of course, when we're together, there's cursing and foul language.
我跟他们在一起, 我也没有说我特别什么高尚, 所以我跟他们一起讲。
And so I'm with them. I can't act like I'm all high and mighty above them, so I say the same things.
有一天我讲,
but one day when I spoke, within there was a very clear voice. And so the feeling of the life came.
主说你是基督徒,
the Lord said, you are a Christian. This is not appropriate for you. You cannot say such words again.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
可以这样说,
I can put it this way.
我从16岁到今天,
from 16 on to now,
60年过来了,
60 years have passed.
我再也没讲过一句脏话,
I did not have any foul language.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
那么主一次就把你解禁了,
and so God will clean us out once and for all.
因为神, 以前我不懂啊, 我说这个事主啊, 这么小的事情你要管吗?
Before I did not understand, God, really, are you into such details?
是的,
yes.
每一件事情都必须,
each and everything, it must be Christ.
所以圣经甚至告诉我们说, 那个嬉笑的话都不能讲,
and so the Bible tells us even the jesting we have to be careful, we cannot do.
并且你讲了, 神都给你记录了,
and if we do so, God will record it.
有一天到神基督的台前,
and one day when we're before the judgment seat,
做审判的时候,
and when we're judged,
这些话都要供出来,
all these things will be made public.
啊, 弟兄姊妹你想一想,
brothers and sisters, think about this.
你过去这些年日你讲了多少这个话都给神记录,
now all these times God recorded all that I've said.
所以如果主光照我们,
if God enlightens us,
快快到主跟前,
quickly come before him,
用主用血把它解,
and may his precious blood cleanse us.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们是多么需要能够明白神的标准,
how we must understand that standard of God very clearly.
一个真正能明白神标准的人,
when if we are one who clearly knows the standard of God,
他的言语就多有恩典,
our speech will be graceful,
多能造就别人,
can edify others,
那不必要的话就很少说,
and we would say things that don't matter.
当然这个尺寸是很小的,
and so that measurement is very fine.
生活中每一件事情神都要管,
God is mindful of everything, all of our business.
他不仅这样, 他还有那个分量,
and not only so, there's a weightiness to it.
啊, 那个金灯台, 银灯, 人灯, 那个, 用多少的金银,
whether the gold or silver, it is weighted, so there's a weightiness to it.
那么,
of course, there's spiritual meaning to all of this.
我们今天侍奉主,
so today, when we serve the Lord, we read Romans 12, very clear. And so it is according to that new measurement of our life, our heart, to serve the Lord. So it must have that weight.
今天呢, 我们知道属灵生活的要平衡也不容易,
and so it's not easy for us to balance that in our life.
但是呢,
but
主会带领我们,
God will lead us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
那么我们看见这个位置也有一定的标准,
even where the article, the furniture is placed, has a set place.
在哥林多前书12章告诉我们,
in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it tells us
我们在基督的身体上,
that in the body of Christ,
个人站的这个位置不一样,
so each one of us are members thereof.
有的是口,
some are our mouth,
有的是手,
some are hands,
有的是脚,
some are feet.
不一样的,
it is different.
我记得我们从前有个同工,
I remember there was a co-worker before.
他呢,
He was not eloquent.
他不是上讲台不会讲,
it's not only that he's not eloquent on the pulpit.
下来讲台蛮会讲,
oh, but when he's off the pulpit, he can say a lot.
会做事情,
and he can do a lot.
所以呢,这个有时候我们请他上讲台讲,
and because he can speak well off the stage, we ask him to speak on the pulpit.
讲不到20分钟,全场都紧张啊,
and so after 10 minutes in, everyone was very anxious.
大家听他讲到提心吊胆的,
everyone was on edge listening to him speak.
他讲一讲,站在那里,
so after a short while, he stood there, nothing else to say.
他看着他,
and everyone looked at him.
讲完了,
he's done. So he walked off.
所以他回家了,
he went home and his wife scolded him.
你这么没出息啊?
Oh, you did not do well. Oh, others can speak well. How come you can't?
弟兄姊妹们,
God did not make him a mouth.
神叫他做手,
to make him a hand.
今天呢,
now, today, we also see an abnormal growth in the church. Now, we always feel the one standing on the pulpit is the most important.
讲道是最重要,
and preaching is the most important.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是何等样的错误?
That is a misunderstanding. That is not right.
因为神要的是身体的事,
because God wants the service of the body.
每一个肢体都是重要的,
every member is important.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
今天呢, 神把我们安排在不同的位置上,
today, God has placed each one of us in a different position. So in whatever position God has placed you, be faithful in that position.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so dear brothers and sisters,
到了新约时代,
in the New Testament,
神建造教会是以基督做标准,
when God builds the church, Christ is the standard.
将来, 到主面前受审判的时候,
when we come before the judgment seat,
我们是到基督的台前受审判,
when we come before the judgment seat of Christ,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
今天呢, 我们要知道,
today we must know,
按照基督这个标准来行事,
that when we live according to the standard of Christ,
我们说过, 有这个标准才有这个荣耀,
we have mentioned only when it is according to this standard, then there is glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
在时间当中,
throughout time,
它是以见证的方式出现,
it is manifested in our testimony.
神知道他没有办法要求全面的,
God knows he cannot ask us to be complete and perfect.
就好像旧约最后的历史,
just as the Old Testament history.
是那些能听进神话语的人,
it is the individuals who can hear the word of God,
愿意遵行神旨意的人,
who is willing to do the will of God,
按照神 标准行事的人,
and according to the will, the standard of God to live and walk, they are the testimony, the witnesses of the Lord. They're able to be the ones who welcome in that glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
这是何其重要的一件事,
how important this is for
us.
So today in time, it is partial, it is incomplete, not perfect. But we thank the Lord. One day when we see, when we enter into eternity, the will of God will be perfect and complete. So John says in Revelation, he first saw that the new city, the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven. It is that grand, that great city. And every measurement, every part is according to the standard of God. And all is filled with the glory of God.
Brothers and sisters,
that is our glorious hope.
今天我们在地上跟随主,
today when we follow the Lord,
我们巴望在地上就能荣耀主。
How it is our hope that while on earth we glorify our Lord.
所以主在地上所说,
so our Lord said,
他说我在地上已经荣耀你,
that on earth I have already glorified thee.
他因此,
therefore,
能和神一同共享神的荣耀,
he is able to enjoy the glory of God together with God.
今天时候已经来到末了,
now today, the we're in the end times.
甚至还有一点点的时候，可能主就回来了。
In a little while, he shall return.
但愿主让我们在地上。
May the Lord for us on earth.
有一个心智。
We have this aim.
能够按照主的标准行事。
That we desire to walk according to his standard.
不管别人怎么看我。
Regardless of how others view us.
不管外面有什么试探引诱。
Regardless what trials and temptations might come.
不管人这样说那样说。
Regardless what men say.
弟兄姊妹们，按照主的心意。
Brothers and sisters.
往前。
According to the heart and will of God, we move forward.
要求神的标准。
And we hold fast to the standard of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
主回来的时候。
The hour has come for the Lord to return.
我们能够得到主的称赞。
That when he returns, we can receive praises from him.
你又良善又忠心的仆人。
That he will call us good and faithful servants.
我们的忠心。
We have to be faithful.
忠心在神的托付上。
Faithful to what he has entrusted us.
忠心在神的标准上。
Faithful to his standard.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们感觉圣经中间呢, 神对于这一方面, 给我们的要求是非常的明显的。
We feel God has shown us this requirement very clearly through his word.
所以，巴望我们在地上教会的生活。
So while on earth, our church life
是有准绳的。
There is a standard.
弟兄姊妹，实际上呢,
In fact,
这个考验所有人的侍奉。
In fact, this measuring line is a test of each one of our service.
我们就说侍奉与侍奉的不同在于这个标准。
The difference between this service and that service depends on this measuring line.
我刚刚讲了，你要殷勤，你要热心，你受苦。
I've mentioned you're diligent, you're zealous, you want to suffer.
你们表现善良,
you want to manifest kindness,
表现温柔谦卑,
gentleness, humility.
这些都是好的,
they are all good.
但是更重要的是按照神的标准。
But what is even more important, it must be according to the standard of God.
这个愿主今天借着他的灵提醒我们。
Today, may God through his spirit remind us.
弟兄姊妹，有标准。
Brothers and sisters, having the standard,
还有真正的荣耀。
There will be true glory.
今天我们还有不多的日子在地上。
There is not many days we have in this world.
这个标准。
This standard.
对我们是考验。
It is a measuring line to test us.
弟兄姊妹，请我们记得。
Brothers and sisters, let us bear in mind. Now, in God's time,
神都不会降低他的标准。
Throughout time, God never lowers his standard.
没有按着神的标准行事。
We must walk according to his standard.
因此在被掳的年间,
Therefore,
被掳归回的年间,
in the days of return from captivity,
先知起来, 提醒神的儿女们,
the prophets rose up to remind the children of God.
神要怜是怜悯。
God wants to manifest his mercy. He wants to come and rebuild Jerusalem.
但是准神必拉在耶路撒冷。
But the line must be over Jerusalem.
愿主祝福他自己的话。
May the Lord bless his own word.
我们请低头再念祷告。
Let us bow heads for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
But our hearts are filled with thanksgiving unto thee.
今天你还没有回来。
Today before thou return.
你是宽容我们,
thou art patient with us.
要给我们机会,
thou hast given us opportunities.
让我们能调整我们的生活和侍奉,
so that we may adjust our life, our service.
主啊,
Lord,
我们愿意按照你的标准行事,
we desire to walk according to thy standard.
尤其在这个末了的时代,
especially in these last days.
当一切属灵的事物失去它该有情况的时候,
and when all spiritual matters lose their normal condition,
但愿有人在这里,
may there be individuals here
能够起来按着神的标准,
would arise to walk according to thy standard.
让我们成为一般忠心的人,
so that we become individuals who are faithful.
主啊, 愿你借着真理的圣灵,
Lord, may thou, through the Spirit of truth,
引我们进入你话语的时机,
lead us into the reality of thy word.
我们谢谢你的怜悯,
we thank thee for thy grace and mercy.
垂听我们的祷告,
listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名,
in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.